When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi healers, it's Allison here. So I want to tell you a little bit more about how Taylor and I got started with our podcast. And the platform we've been using, which is Anchor, has been so user-friendly and so amazing. I just want to tell anyone else out there that is thinking about starting a podcast, Anchor is the way to go. First of all, it's completely free. So hello. Second of all, there's so many creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. It's crazy. I'm recording this right from my phone, and it literally just looks like the record button on your videos or your Instagram. So it really is such a user-friendly platform. And the coolest thing is you can add any song from Spotify directly to your episodes too. And the possibilities are seriously endless for what you can create, whether it's music analysis, your own radio show, or something the world's never even seen before. Anchor also distributes your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and so many other platforms. And you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. So it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. And like I said, it's so user-friendly. I recommend Anchor. Go to anchor.fm to get started, or the Anchor app. See you later, healers.
Hi, I'm Allison.
And I'm Taylor.
And together, we're the Anxiety Chicks.
Each week, we will dive deep into a different topic about anxiety and the real-life experiences we all go through,
while giving you all the top tools and tips you need for your journey to recovery.
Our degrees may say therapist and dietitian, but together we are just real chicks on our own healing journeys too.
Join us as we take you from panic to power and reduce the stigma of mental health. Remember, you're never alone, and we're all in this together.
Hi healers, Allison here. So I want to talk to y'all a little bit about one of our new sponsors, BetterHelp. I'm so excited to tell you about this online counseling platform because as a licensed therapist, I'm a huge advocate of mental health awareness and truly believe in providing affordable counseling services to anyone, anywhere. Let's face it, there's so many areas in the United States and around the world that can make it so difficult to find affordable counseling. And especially if you live in a more rural area, it can be really hard to find a counselor, which is why I love this online platform. BetterHelp is an online mental health healing platform that provides online counseling and matches you with your own licensed professional therapist. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's a professional counseling service done securely online and is available worldwide. What's even better is that there are a number of different licensed counselors who specialize in all different areas of mental health. BetterHelp makes it so easy to log onto your account at any time and contact your therapist directly. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses and can schedule as many weekly video or phone sessions as you would like. As a therapist, I know that it's not always possible to find the right therapist for your needs, especially the very first time. So BetterHelp has actually made it so easy to facilitate great therapeutic matches. And if you don't find a connection with your first counselor, there's absolutely no charge to change counselors if you ever need to. How amazing is that? And if you find that you're struggling financially, they also have financial aid available. So we have a special offer for all Anxiety Chick listeners today. Sign up now and receive 10% off your first month. Just visit betterhelp.com/theanxietychicks. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, /theanxietychicks, and join over 500,000 people who are taking charge of healing their mental health with an experienced counselor today.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to episode 5 of the Anxiety Chicks podcast. I am Allison Sepinera.
And I'm Taylor, and today we have a special guest. Her name is Maribel, and she is an awesome friend of mine, and I'm so happy she's here. She has such a story to tell about all that she is specialized in. Honestly, the girls' like specialties are like a long list, so I can't wait for her to dive into each one. And yeah, Maribel, if you want to introduce yourself a little bit and just your background, that would be awesome.
Thank you, Taylor. Thank you, Allison. I'm so grateful to be here. As soon as I received a text from Taylor, I just was so excited. I love your podcast. I have been stalking you. Yes. And we're in such alignment with the things that we speak of and the passion that we have for helping others. I was just very excited to be here. And just briefly about myself, my name's Maribel O'Brien. You can find me on Instagram, lighthearted_yoga. And that's me, very lighthearted. I teach a very gentle style practice called restorative yoga. There's so many different styles of yoga, from the heated pretzel-like yoga.
Maribel, you know my experience with that.
I sure do. I don't know how much you want to share.
Yeah, wasn't good. I like the restorative.
Yes. So restorative. Just think of restorative as that yummy power nap. And it's also been described as the bubble bath of yoga. So it's just calm, soothing. I love to incorporate breath work into the style of restorative yoga. And we can get into that, but I love teaching restorative with breath work. I use aromatherapy, and every tool that I've learned as I've grown, I incorporate. So I use essential oils. I use different modalities like Reiki, which it deals with energy work. And I'm just a really good listener. So I think that all of that together makes for a good combination.
Maribel, you are such a good listener. Like, that was spot on.
Oh, I love that so much. And I'm so excited for you to get into the connection of breath with the body, because I talk so much about breath work with like on my Instagram and also with my clients that I work with, because of how important it is when we become anxious and how our sympathetic nervous system is activated, which is our fight or flight response, and how breathing is literally like the best healing tool to activate the parasympathetic nervous system or the rest and digest. So I can't wait to hear more about
experience with breathwork. Allison. Yeah. Yes. Yes. I love that. And it's free.
Right?
Right.
Exactly. That's something you could do. I love it.
I know. I wish people could see you right now, because like when you talk, you use your hands in such a gentle way that is like almost just soothing as it is. And so I just really wish people could see you right now.
One day.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I have a question. I know we talked a little bit about breath work, and maybe you can talk a little bit more about this now, about yoga, I guess, in general, and what makes yoga a practice that is really healing for anxiety, and how does breath work come into yoga?
Yes, that's a great question, Allison, because many doctors or friends that you even speak to, when you say the word anxious, they say, oh, you should practice yoga. Yeah. Or you might hear, there's this cliche phrase that's just breathe. Okay, like if I knew how to do that properly, maybe I would. So people come into our practice, and when they come into my classroom for restorative, the first thing I love to do is just introduce myself. You can see a new student a mile away, and I just want to, you know, come over and just pet you and just make you say, like, have a seat. This is going to be fine. And even if you don't know what to do, can you just place maybe your hands over your heart or over your belly? And that first instinct of touch to you can be soothing.
And so let's all do that. Let's all take a moment. And everyone right at home, take your hands and just place them over your heart. And let's just sit for like, what, 10 seconds?
Yeah, let me just guide you. So place your left hand over your heart. Place your right hand over your left. And, you know, for some, closing your eyes is not an option. So if you can maybe just gaze across the wall, or if you're outdoors, just maybe look at a tree or up towards the sky. If you're comfortable, start to take your gaze maybe halfway. If you're very comfortable, take your eyes down towards the floor. And if you have a regular breathwork practice, just close your eyes down. And imagine your shoulders just softening. You can drop your head right to left. And as you feel your hands over your heart, the eyes are soft or closed down. That removes one of the senses, which allows you to tap in even further to touch. It allows you to create a little more presence. It's also called awareness in yoga. And with that sense of awareness, you might start to feel your heartbeat. If you start to notice your heartbeat and the shoulders are soft, now just take a deep breath and inhale 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hold 2, 3. And now do me a favor, open your mouth and exhale. Let me hear it. Sigh it all out. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now just drop your hands down to your belly. And now just relax your belly muscles. I think for many of us, we tend to contract at the belly. And what we really want is just that loose. Now take a little swallow and a sigh. Awesome. And that was just one breath. Slowly just start to flutter your eyes open. And again, just notice. How do you feel?
Okay. Good night, guys.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Hello, everyone in.
Oh my gosh. I swear, Maribel, you just have like the most gentle voice.
I am so grateful you said that, because I really try to pay attention to the outlines of someone's body, the heart of the belly. And I can notice my voice, the tone change when I'm really focused on someone else.
I just love that. So thank you for explaining all that for us and giving us that guided yoga. I would love to have you explain maybe how you work with PTSD clients in your yoga practice as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we were just talking about breath work and did a quick little demonstration of it. And so both of you probably noticed how, you know, you've noticed maybe a shift. And with that shift, Allison brought up a really good point about fight or flight. And it's also, there's two, right? The nervous system is incredible. We have this beautiful mechanism in our body. And I think that's what the magic of breath work, because we can breathe involuntarily, like to digest our food and that blood flow. And then we can breathe voluntarily. And that's to change the pattern of our breath work. And our breath work is so cool, because in that, the exhale has magic. The magic of an exhalation releases tension in our body. And that shifts from fight or flight to what's called a relaxation response. And in that relaxation response, it activates the parasympathetic nervous system, right? Yeah. So in that relaxation response is the space that we want to get into when we practice our breath work and gentle yoga. And right. Some of the students that I practice with and teach have come in fight or flight because of either maybe they're veterans. Maybe they, you know, we all come from different backgrounds. And so in particular with military and veterans, there's a heightened sense of awareness for a majority of the day.
Right.
Yeah. And can you imagine running all day and you're running? Yeah. You're not going to sit. You're going to keep running.
Yeah. Yeah.
And day after day after day, and you come in and wow, just to practice some breath work. And there's a particular way that you do need to teach to veterans, because they are very trained to react.
Wow, right.
Right.
And so we need to be very aware when we teach them, very specific in that if you're a teacher, this is a good tip for you, in that when you teach to a veteran, they need eye contact at all times. So it would not be appropriate to say, you know, especially when you're first teaching, to close your eyes. No, that's actually the opposite. You need to let them know, I'm going to stand here. And when I teach to veterans, I say, I'm going to stand here for the whole time. So if you know or hear any sounds, I will tell you first if that's my movement, so that you can continue to shift, because you need to set that, you know, to set up some boundaries. And so as they're comfortable with that practice, I would never want to go behind someone, because that would trigger them,
right,
as something unsafe. And so when we just teach and create that connection, I've had students come in with PTSD, and some it takes a few weeks. And one of my beautiful students, it took 6 months, and I heard him snore for the first time. And I just wanted to cry. And it was just the first power nap that he'd taken in 6 months.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. And from breath work, from gentle movement, and from feeling safe and feeling supported, which is what we all need, right? As people who are currently.
I mean, that is such an incredible story. For anyone listening, PTSD is post-traumatic stress disorder. And so a lot of war vets do come home having PTSD for obvious reasons. Sometimes they're in combat. Sometimes there's very traumatic things happening in war zones. So I know that, you know, in the work that I've done, I've seen how successful, you know, this type of breath work and meditation and yoga is for war vets with PTSD, but also anyone that has experienced any type of trauma in their life. Right.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. That goes for any trauma you go through, not just war vets.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And right now the situation that's going on in our world, I think your work, ladies, is so important right now, because even wearing a mask can be triggering to some.
Yes. Wow. I didn't even think of that about that, mm-hmm. but totally.
Well, it's so interesting because Taylor and I talk a lot about health anxiety, mm-hmm. and how I myself struggle with health anxiety. And so, to be honest, so much of my anxiety physically manifests as stomach issues for me. Yes. And so I can't even tell you how amazing doing different meditations that's actually guided breathwork meditations, like yes. kind of just what you did with us 5 minutes yes. ago. Mm-hmm. And it's so crazy, because whenever I feel that like intensity and like my muscles cramp up in my stomach, mm-hmm. I do like, you just literally, my stomach was a little bit nervous at the beginning of this, because it's the first time we have a guest on, everyone. Yes. Maribel was our first choice, because she's amazing. But so I was a little nervous, but then you did that exercise and just the breath work, like breathing into the muscles and breathing into my stomach, it just seriously released so much. And I right. felt like so much better.
Right. And that's so powerful, because the exhalation, as I was just saying, is really the magic, because what holds all of our beautiful little belly organs are these muscles and tissues and fascia. And when you hear the word stretch, it's meant, we placed our hands on our belly and you think you're going to stretch your stomach out. But what we're actually redoing is releasing tension, because we can't stretch tension. We release tension, and how that works is through our breath.
Yeah. And anyone listening, if a doctor or like anyone says like, oh, you should like try out yoga, don't do what I did and go to your local Lifetime Fitness and go to a hot yoga class and think that's what they mean, because it's not. So there's actually, I found this out from Maribel, the type of yoga classes that Maribel, you two would recommend. Restorative yoga, is there another name for it so people can look for that?
Yes. So restorative yoga is very gentle. It's a therapeutic style yoga where we focus on breath. And the movements are maybe 3-4 postures in an hour. And just like I said, it's incredibly gentle. That's one style. Another really gentle style that Allison referred to in meditation is called yoga nidra. And that is simply a guided scan, maybe of your body. And we can call out different areas of your body to relax, release tension. That's another really gentle. Nidra is spelled N-I-D-R-A. You might see it on gym fitness schedules as gentle yoga. I've also seen this. It's called yin yoga. That's a little bit different. I'd say yin is a cousin to restorative. That's done when you go in and you stretch cold muscles. Restorative is all about relaxation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That, I mean, thank you for that.
that you took off right off the bat.
Yeah. So that's the thing. And I did that. I was like, okay, doctor says do yoga. I'm going to do yoga. Cause remember my whole thing was like, I'm going to take a natural approach to this. And so I was like, all right, things that can help my anxiety. I'm going to do them all in one day. And so I remember I went to Lifetime and I took that yoga class and I was like, nope, yoga is not for me. But you know, it's like, there are so many different formats of yoga. So if you're listening and you've tried one of these yoga classes I'm speaking of where you're like in a pretzel twist upside down on one hand, try one of these names that Maribel spoke of. And I promise you, it'll be such a different experience. And if you listen to our last podcast, at the end of the podcast, Allison was speaking of some YouTube videos of some yogis, I should say, that she follows. And I was like, okay, you know what the heck? I'm going to try it out again. Because I had a bit of trauma from that yoga class I went to that one time. It was a dizzy sensation for me. So I did the ones. Oh, yes. It was heated. Let's not forget that. So don't make fun of those. What are they? The class descriptions at your local gym that say gentle or intro. Those are good for you. Mm-hmm. You don't need to be like me who I'm not no intro. And so.
Wait, so Taylor, did you try yoga again after the heated class or no?
I did. And let me tell you something. That is not yoga. That is peace in a video.
Oh my gosh.
I loved it. You don't need to look at going to yoga as a workout.
Right.
Just a way. Yeah.
Which one did you try, Taylor?
The Brie, or what was her name?
Boho Beautiful or Adrian?
Boho Beautiful, that one.
She's my favorite.
Have you ever heard of her?
Yes, I sure have. And then also Yoga by Adrian.
Yes.
She has so many. I think she was one of the first ones on YouTube.
Oh, totally. She has like 8 million followers now.
Oh my gosh, y'all are like twins. Y'all both like she said that name last week, I think.
I did.
Did you?
Did.
Yeah. Yeah. So everyone clearly go check out, what is it?
Yoga by Adrian.
Yoga by Adrian. I guess I need to do that one now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can just a little search bar and just type in restorative.
Yeah. Well, I'm very proud of you, Taylor, for trying
it. I'm proud of myself.
Yes.
That is. It's awesome. Because Maribel, my next question was going to be, what would you say to those people listening right now who are like the Taylors that have maybe tried a heated class or even... not even the heated class, but I get a lot of clients come to me and say that they've even tried one of the gentle classes or the more meditative classes. And it's like so hard for their brain not to like, brain just moves so fast basically because there's so many thoughts going through it that it's really hard for them to get into the moment of those classes, you know?
Right. And so what I love to say is if you go into a gentle class or restorative class, give yourself 10 sessions and just say, I'm going to try this 10 times. And if you have those racing thoughts, then you need restorative twice as much as we do, is what I'd say.
Right.
Yeah. And if you're wanting just a great way to just go to YouTube and just try 5 minutes.
Yes.
If you go to a class, try 10 sessions and you get to
You are literally going back to what we talked about last week, where it's like, you can't just like try something and it immediately be, wow, that's amazing. I'm healed. I'm healed, guys. Anxiety free. You know, it's like everything you try, I feel like at first it might be, even with therapy, it might be worse.
Yes.
It might even like trigger you a bit.
Right.
But like, you have to give things at least 2 weeks, or in this case, I wouldn't say go to restorative yoga every single day, but like 10 sessions. You have to give everything you try a true chance, and you won't know it will work for you until you do that.
Right. And if that particular teacher maybe doesn't resonate with your practice, try a different teacher. You will connect with someone.
I love that because I am a huge advocate for people finding the right therapist too. And Taylor just kind of compared it to that, which I totally agree with. It's like, if you are not connecting with a therapist or there's, you know, you're just not sure if it's the right fit, then don't give up. Just see if you can try and find another one that you connect with better. And I feel like that is so true with so many yoga teachers. Cause I found in my studio that, I mean, the one I used to go to that actually closed down. I was so sad.
Because of COVID?
Because of COVID. They closed their physical space. It was literally it was called Yoga Home in Conshohocken.
I remember you posting about it.
Outside of Philadelphia. And when I saw that they were closing their physical space, they have an amazing online platform now, but I like cried. I was so, it literally was like a home for me and so, and a community and so many people in Conshohocken. And like I met through Yoga Home and I loved the teachers and I'm like hoping they maybe open something back up again next year, but I can't, like, I don't have a place, a yoga studio. I've never found one like that. And so.
Right. And so many of my friends also, their spaces have closed. And so some have moved online. I've started to teach online as well. And so just know that if your space has closed, we'll go, you know, you'll find something online.
Right.
And so for now you have YouTube, right?
Right. Yeah. It's
speaking of, oh, sorry, you go, Allison.
No, I was just, I feel very sad about it. So I was just going to say, I really hope that they do bring their space back. Go on, Taylor.
Speaking on, you know, like COVID closing things and stuff, Maribel, I know, you know, this hits home with you for COVID and you've used a lot of your, so anyone listening, Maribel actually got COVID, but she has trained her lungs and used what, tons of breath work during all this?
Yes, yes. So several weeks ago, I started, you know, the typical symptoms that you hear of. And, you know, when you first get those symptoms, you know, you kind of can get in your head a little about it. And the rational brain wants to say, no, you're probably hearing about it too much. And, you know, you get anxious and you try to, you just sort of wrestle, right? And you fatigue your brain. Until I thought, you know, I'm just going to take a test, just to cross it off the list. I'm healthy. I eat right. I'm doing the things that everyone says to do. And, I hadn't been going anywhere. My kids, we were allowed, you know, one friend. And so I thought I'm going to cross it off the list, go take a test. And the whole family did, right? Theirs came back negative, and then mine comes back positive. I was like, huh. So,
that's so crazy too. You were the out of your whole family.
Yes. And so my husband had been traveling, for work, to Florida and back. And my initial reaction was like, you're the one that travels and I
right. Right.
It's all your fault. Yes, you're sleeping outside tonight.
Exactly. I said, well, we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So
maybe never again. R.I.P. Sir O'Brien.
Exactly. So I'm doing all the things, and it's kind of, you know, I don't know if you, well, for those listening, if you had a baby, like your first baby, you see a pregnancy sign, and you're just like, no, I'm not pregnant. So you take another test. No, I don't think it's right. I'm going to take another test. Like, Miss O'Brien, this is positive. So I say, I went to an MD just to confirm this. And I said, you know, before you prescribe any sort of anything, I want you to know that I just want to follow a holistic route and I'm okay with what you suggest, but I need you to be okay with what I'm suggesting for this to work. And so we came up with a plan together and I did both routes. And I didn't take maybe a couple of things he suggested that were prescription, but he was completely on board with me following my holistic, you know, alternatives. And breath work was number one on the list. And I call it my COVID breathing. And it's just five deep inhalations you hold. And then that exhale, the biggest, brightest, boldest exhalation that you can take on a six count. And I practiced that 10 minutes, then built to 15 and had the ups and downs that kind of go with the, you know, this whole COVIDness, and I had a couple of rebounds, and you know, for the most part, I am so grateful that breath work really made a big difference. I know this because I can prove it with a pulse ox, and I would go get this checked, and the doctor would say, you know, are you an athlete? Do you run? I said, well, I practice.
Hey, Maribel.
Yeah.
Let's pause. And if you don't know what a pulse ox is, it's, it can measure your, SpO2, which is your oxygen level in your blood. And so when you have COVID, you know, it's respiratory. So basically I'm assuming you have one of those at home.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And it measures your lung saturation. And
yes.
So with that, I could see, and that was comforting to me. I was like, oh, well, look at this. It works. And so now I've taught several people the same breath work, and his office is now calling me. Let's teach them.
I am not surprised. This is Maribel. So we go to the same gym, and literally anywhere you walk with her, everyone's like, hey, Maribel. Hey, Maribel, I loved your recommendations. Thanks, Maribel. It's like, I'm like, do you know everyone? Like, this is just her. This is her. But she hit on a good point. And that's advocating for yourself with your doctor. Your doctor is very, very smart. To anyone listening, they are very, very smart and very, very educated. But if you feel strongly in you that you want to take a certain route, or you just feel a piece in you to do a certain thing, speak up. And a lot of doctors are willing to like listen and work with you. And so I love hearing that you did that, Maribel.
Yes. And really, we are our best advocates, right?
Yes.
We know each other. I mean, we just know our bodies. We know how we feel moment to moment. And so...
Well, I'm so glad you've recovered, right? And you're okay.
You sound amazing.
Yeah. I have a couple of rebounds, but my rebounds are... I know that I can just tap into breath work and practice, a yoga. I do a lot of restorative right now, and that helps. Movement helps, sunshine, take some supplements. And,
I have a question about specific types of breathing. So I feel like I always hear, or, you know, people listening might always hear when you're feeling anxious, oh, just take a deep breath, take a deep breath. But is it right? Like, just relax, take a deep breath. It's like, oh my gosh, please stop. But isn't it true that it's more important to kind of like slow your breathing versus trying to get a deeper breathing? Or am I wrong? I don't know.
You're spot on. And so just circling back to where we started, you know, that's where that cliche came from. Like, just breathe. Because right. If you tell someone, let's just take a deep breath, they might actually hold their breath, which would be the opposite of what you want. And so, especially when I see students that come to me and say, you know, they're a little anxious, they're nervous, they have a diagnosis of anxiety, I won't say take a deep breath. I say exhale for me. And so just that cue, they don't worry about, you know, you're going to inhale. Let's focus on your exhale, because that's what's going to release tension. So I'll say, just exhale for me. And it takes them a little maybe off guard, like, oh, okay. Oh, I didn't realize I was holding my breath. And now I then cue them with their own hands to touch maybe their shoulders.
That makes so much more sense, because I know on Instagram personally, I've seen so many people post charts that it's like four in, four out. Six in, six out, six in, six out, seven out, four in. You know, like this whole, like, you're like, oh my gosh, at this point, I'm going to hyperventilate and like pass out. Like, I've actually followed some of those charts before, or even like these like little graphics, and I've gotten lightheaded before.
Yes.
What is the correct number? Is there a correct number? Is that just a distraction?
So there's so many breath patterns, and the number's not important. It's the exhalation that's important. And so when you focus on the exhalation, the inhale will come, because ideally you want to balance, say, a number. If you want to use a number, say a six count on an inhale, six count on an exhale. There's this beautiful space in between the inhale and the exhale. That's where you find the presence. That's the... you know, the gooey center, and then that little gooey center, you start to create space. And once you make space, then you start to notice, and it just brings ease. That's the easeful part when it starts that.
How about, I'm sorry. I wanted to ask you about also the breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth, or breathing in through your nose, out through the nose. Like, is there...
Asking for a friend.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I'm like trying to practice it right now as we speak.
That is another great question, because there's different, not only in numbers on how long to hold, there's also variants. Why breathe in through your nose? Why breathe out through your nose? So if you're practicing maybe a more, you want to create heat in your body, I would suggest sealing your lips, and that's inhale through your nose, exhale through the nose. That heats up your body. So if you want to practice more gentle, relaxation. I like to breathe in through the nose and then exhale through the mouth because that cools the body. And then once you get in a rhythm, maybe you want to seal your lips, maybe you don't. It's up to you. And so focus on that. That's sort of a difference, just at the basic level, a difference on that. So if you go to a yoga class and it's the style that you initially took, Taylor, that faster style, they do inhale, exhale through the nose because you're trying to warm the body so that you can stretch the muscles.
Oh, I was warm.
Yeah.
Warm on a stretcher.
Right.
Sure. What was the heat in that class, Taylor?
I ended up on an ambulance.
Wait, yes. What?
Yes. I was trying so hard to keep up with the breathing that I was hyperventilating because I was like, like if you can't see what I'm doing, but the teacher was like, breathe in, breathe out. And it was advanced yoga for sure. Like the people next to me, I was trying to keep up with them as well. And I actually triggered my vasovagal.
Just
for people who are listening.
Do not just hop into it.
Yeah. Right. That vagus nerve, that has a tremendous amount of influence over your lungs, heart, and your brain. So it's that holy trinity, right? Brain, heart, lungs. That rules and governs your mind and your body. So I'm seeing you upright and all of a sudden, woo, boom.
And that's how it went.
Oh my gosh. You went into an ambulance?
Hello, it's me. I'm going to pass out and not take an ambulance? I got to get checked out.
I have not heard this story yet, Taylor. Okay, sorry.
Girl, if you spend like a few hours with me, there's been a few ambulance stories. Like me and the ER here are, I can't show my face again.
Oh, honey, that must have been so scary. I'm feeling, but I'm so glad you're back. You tried again. That's what it's about. And you found the right type of class for you, and that's right.
And if you can do hot yoga and it be safe, it's just that one, I was not hydrated. Two, I was literally in an advanced class following their breath work and not listening to my own body. Like you can't, even though she says breathe in, breathe out in all these motions, if it feels weird to you, just focus on yourself and your own breathing.
Right. And every good teacher will also say, you know, listen to your body. You'll hear cues throughout class. You know, if you need to take, see it as a break. Just see it as just listening to what you need.
Yeah.
I think another misconception about yoga is that if you're like not doing one of the poses, and this is more of like vinyasa. Like I do a vinyasa, which for anyone listening, and Maribel, you can totally correct me because I'm not, an expert on this, vinyasa is more of like a flow of different poses, right? Yes. Like a faster flow of yoga poses.
Yes. So typically vinyasa is also called flow yoga. And by flow, it means inhale one posture, exhale another posture. Inhale a posture, exhale a posture. So you can see there's a rhythm to it. And if you're, if you practice it, you know, you can definitely work up to that. And, you know, even when I take that style yoga, you know, maybe on the third, I'll stop. I'll just let my body feel the pose and then I'll catch up.
Claps to you guys to listen to your body.
Yeah. No, well, I think the one thing that was a struggle for me when I first started like practicing yoga was I was just so concerned about if my pose was perfect or not.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my God, warrior two, is my, am I perfect? I'm looking at people around me. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't do, I'm like, people are on their heads, like headstands. I'm like,
I got to get on my head.
Doing that.
Oh, I was like, I'm going to do it. I got to beat this 58-year-old lady next to me.
Oh my gosh.
Getting on my head.
But I will say again, going back to the studio that I wish was still around, the whole basis of their practice was non-judgment, and the teachers were amazing. They guided everyone in the class to do what they felt comfortable with their own bodies. If they wanted to go into child's pose for like 30 minutes, that was fine. While everyone around them did, it didn't matter. They just did such a good job of reminding you to practice non-judgment in that space. And that's really what I feel like a yoga class should be,
Yes, that's beautiful. And how great that you could literally walk into a space, know that you can go into a posture and no one judge you.
Yeah. I think that's
and no one judge you like if you pass out on the floor.
Right.
I was actually I think I actually upset people that day because their yoga class had to end. I think they were like, oh, this girl.
I probably would have.
As I was dramatic on the floor.
I would have been like, triggered by seeing you pass out. I would have been like, oh my God, is she okay?
Oh, and then this lady's like five women are surrounding me and one's like holding my wrist and she's like, her pulse is too slow. And I'm like, what do you mean my pulse is too slow? I was like, Mom, tell them to stop. My mom was in the class with me. Yes. So I traumatized the whole family.
Oh my God,
Taylor. And your mom is the sweetest. Just
I got to get her on this podcast, Maribel.
I want to meet your mom.
Yes. Oh, she's a, you know, I would say I'm a mini her, but she won't admit it.
Duh. She's adorable. Just kind. Oh, that's my favorite word to use for your mom.
Oh, I'll let her know. Maybe she'll listen. She stalks my Instagram, so she'll probably listen.
She's so cute.
I'll show up to her house and she's like, I saw your post today. And I was like, okay. Stop. Oh,
I love it. My mom does that too a little bit, but and not as much. Anyway.
So Maribel, we got like 5 minutes left. If there's anything else you want to like bring to the table, let our followers know, or just any like healing advice or just anything.
Well, the first place to start, I would say, with breath work. And so we've talked about different ways to breathe. And, you know, as we started, we just did it very simply. We just placed our hands on our heart, we placed our hands on our belly, and just know that wherever you are, whether it's inside or outside, that you have access to your breath. And that you can control it. And knowing that you can control your breath, I always say, you know, when you know that you can change how you breathe, you can also change the way you feel. You can change the way you feel about your body, about your situation, about others. And that helps you tap into other areas that can create ease and release maybe some of that tension. So
I just love that. And honestly, before you leave, I would love to do like an exit, like a guided meditation. I feel like we need you back on another episode at some point to tap into like the Reiki and tapping. And what was the other thing you got certified on?
Aromatherapy and quantum healing.
All of that. That's a whole nother episode. So. Yeah.
Exactly. Reiki, really quick, everyone, is just a Japanese style of a Japanese technique for stress reduction and relaxation, and it promotes healing. So sure, we can talk about that. And then as we end, how about just a quick little body scan?
Meditation. Yes, let's do it.
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, so if you're seated, everyone, imagine your tailbone is traveling down towards the floor. And as you notice that, maybe your feet are crossed at the ankles. If they are, will you uncross your feet? Feel the bottoms of your feet on the floor. Now back to our tailbone, start to notice your spine. And imagine your spine is tall, like the trunk of a tree. And the arms are just some of the branches of the tree. So just lay your arms either alongside your body, or you can have your hands on your lap. Have them touch some part of you so that you can relax your shoulders. And now take just a soft little swallow so that you can release tension around your jaw. And just drop your head side to side. And that would be maybe meaning your ear closer to your shoulder, head back to center, and then drop ear, shoulder, and back to center. Take another swallow. And now gently place both hands on your belly and have your thumbs just right below the rib cage. Your fingers can be spread out. Really think about relaxing those muscles around the belly. So you can be looking outward. You can look down towards the floor, or if you feel comfortable, close your eyes down. And with that softness, now we'll take a deep breath. So inhale for me. Hold at the top. Open your mouth and exhale. We'll practice that two more times. Take a deep breath. Inhale, feeling your belly expand. Notice your spine long and the shoulders drop. Open your mouth and exhale. One more deep breath in, belly out, chest bright. Open your mouth and sigh it out. Awesome. Take another little swallow. Turn the corners of your mouth up. That means smile. Flutter your eyes open. Nice. Bring both of your hands together. The palms will touch. The fingers will touch. And take the thumbs to your heart. Look at your fingers. Just acknowledge. You took a few deep breaths. If this is your first practice, this is yoga. It's advanced breathwork practice. I'm honored that you stayed to the end. It was an honor to speak with you, ladies.
Thank you so much, Maribel. And guys, if you loved Maribel on here, please leave a comment saying bring her back, and we will. So yeah, thank you guys.
Thank you so much, Maribel. I appreciate you.
Yes. And just follow me on Instagram, Lighthearted Yoga.
Amazing. Will do.
Love you guys.
Thank you, ladies.
All right.
Hi, healers. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Anxiety Chicks with Taylor and I. As always, you can find us on Instagram. You can find me, Allison Sepinera, as the Anxiety Healer, and Taylor as health_anxiety. And as always, you can check out the Anxiety Healing School. I just dropped a new course called When Panic Attacks, Triggers That Create Fear and How to Overcome Them. All about overcoming your anxious triggers and finding more awareness on what contributes to your anxious thoughts and giving you all the tools on how to overcome them. It's a self-paced course, and if there's any struggle with finances, there's a payment plan available as well. So go to theanxietyhealingschool.com to check that out. And as always, go to peakofpanic.com to check out updates about Taylor's blog and her journal she's coming out with. Thanks, everyone. Happy healing.